Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, and thanks for joining us. My name is Susan Rinsberger, and I'm working with a group of non-physical beings to develop and produce this podcast called Voices from the Stars. So you know already that this is not going to be a traditional interview-based podcast, though it will be based on interviews. Most episodes, I will be speaking with groups of star beings through what is sometimes called channeling. I prefer to call it interdimensional communication because I'm communicating between the higher frequency dimensions where these beings live in their light bodies and their light ships, and the physical realm in which my listeners and I live. I've been meditating and expanding my consciousness and learning about energy and how it works for more than 30 years. I'm a woman from the U.S. living currently in the Uco Valley of Mendoza, Argentina. It's a beautiful wine-producing area, agricultural area, and the mountains, the Andes Mountains, which are very much like the Rocky Mountains in the U.S., or the highest parts of them. The Andes Mountains rise straight up from the Uco Valley. It's very impressive. So I'm just going to interview myself today. It's myself talking about myself to myself, which is a little strange, I can tell you, and answer those questions, since questions are my strength. So Susan, what brought you to Mendoza, Argentina? Well, I was living in Northern California in 2005, going through a divorce. And I needed to leave the country, I felt, because it seemed the only way that I could live an abundant life and have fun. Because all the other options to make enough money to live in Northern California were not appealing to me. They were very boring. I have lived a life that most people would consider unusual, at least, at the minimum. So I chose at that point to move to Panama. And while I was in Panama for 5 years, I learned Spanish and I met many spiritual friends who were also sort of called to Panama about the same time. And while I was there, I met a person who offered me a work project in Mendoza. Mendoza is a western province in Argentina, right in front of the mountains. It is a very large province, and the city of Mendoza is the provincial capital. And that's where I started out. So before I started that work project, I came here to see the project and to get to know Mendoza. And before I made that trip, while I was preparing, one day I was sitting on my balcony in Panama City, having breakfast as I did every morning. And suddenly I felt this presence of this being, a non-physical being. In this case, it felt to me like the ascended master Saint Germain. Now, I had never worked with Saint Germain. I knew people who used a lot of his teachings, and I had read about them, but what he had to teach, which was how to identify with your higher self rather than your human self. That's called the I Am School, and I won't go into it more here, but that's why I was familiar with him. He showed up, and he told me that this trip was not a coincidence. It wasn't just a casual trip. It had a purpose. And when I asked him why, what it was, what the purpose was, he said, "You're to find this." And he showed me an image in my inner eye or imagination, in my mind, of the mountains, the Andes Mountains, and a brilliant white light at one point in the mountain range. And of course, I was looking like if you're above the planet quite a ways, looking down. And he said, "You have to find this." And I said, "Well, how am I going to do that? You're going to have to show me." And so when I got here, I was in the Uco Valley here with my client, just standing there looking at the mountains. And I sort of felt along the mountain range with my hand, and it stopped. My hand stopped at a certain point. I could feel energy coming from there. And I said to this client and friend, "This is where I have to go. That's where I have to go." And he said, "Well, I know the road to get there." And it turned out to be a direct road leading directly west to the mountains and up into the mountains. And when I went up there, I went as far as I could in that little rental car, and I stopped and got out and walked and sat down to meditate. And I wasn't sure I'd found anything, actually. It was in the middle of nowhere, very beautiful, very pristine. And I was facing across a very deep, narrow valley, river valley, with a rushing mountain stream, a huge wall of granite, pink granite. I later learned that that was the one flank of the mountain called Cerro Punta Negra. And that same mountain is directly visible from my house where I moved 10 years later. Those 10 intervening years were quite adventurous. I moved from Panama. I had no home for a good period of that time. I was house-sitting and traveling and kind of a nomad. And I was expanding and raising my consciousness. The special thing about where I live and about those mountains and that one particular mountain is that they receive a huge amount of cosmic energy, which is actually being studied by scientists at an international observatory about 4 hours south of here in Malargue, Argentina. And that energy is, of course, falling on all the planet, but it's more concentrated in some places. It's very high-frequency energy, and it is what is helping us as a species, as human beings, to raise the frequency of our energy fields and our bodies, which helps us to live more consciously, to expand our conscious awareness. So what is consciousness? What do you mean by that, Susan? Well, consciousness is how much we are aware of, how much we know, what we can perceive. It means being aware that we are not only human, but we are also beings. We are multidimensional beings. We are eternal beings. We have an aspect of us that is much more aware of the big picture than our normal human mind and human identity normally is. The reason to become more conscious is not just because it makes you some sort of better person, which it doesn't. It just makes you a more aware person and helps you make better choices in life or choices that make you happier, let me put it that way. It helps you become aware of when you're choosing something that isn't what you really want and how you are creating your own experiences, even the ones you don't like. During those many years when I was living part of the year in Mendoza and part of the year either in the U.S. or Mexico or various other places, I was working on my own consciousness. And as it expanded, I began to hear more and more clearly the voices both of my higher consciousness, my own self, capital L self, and source, which is what I call the divine or God. But and I also began to hear other individuated beings, which just means beings like us who have individual identities who are in non-physical dimensions. I also began to speak what is often called light language, which means languages, there are multiple languages, from various other dimensions. And over time, I began to recognize which was my voice and my language and which were other voices of other beings speaking to me and through me. Light language is important because it is not only bringing us information, messages, guidance from beings who have a much higher perspective on life than we do, who can see many, many, many more possibilities and options than we can, but it also carries frequencies that in and of themselves, attune our energy field into higher dimensional energy, which means more aligned with love, more aligned with peace, happiness, joy, clarity, truth, all the things that can make our lives richer and more abundant. If we can experience joy every day, then we don't have to worry about any of the rest of it. The rest will work itself out. When the light beings are speaking their light language, often they're attuning our fields by speaking directly to our energy, our electromagnetic energy, which is, you know, what's sometimes called the aura around us. We are in energy form before we come in physical form. The energy becomes the chemicals in our body and they become the physical matter, what we would call matter. So these light beings, by speaking to our energy field, can help us attune our consciousness and also can help us be healthier and happier and feel better. So, Susan, why are these star beings here now? What are they doing? Star beings have arrived in their starships from this galaxy, beyond this galaxy, other galaxies in this universe, possibly throughout the cosmos. And they're here to help humanity because we are going through a time of incredible change and we really don't know how to manage it. We barely understand it. And very few of us understand any of it. And even those of us who think we understand something of it cannot see the magnitude from our human perspective. So these are beings with higher perspective who carry the frequencies of love and light, all the highest frequency energy most associated with the source. Love, light, joy, peace, unity, consciousness. All the qualities that if we could live in those qualities every day, we'd make not only us as individuals happier, but would make the world a happier place, a better place, a place where people could work together instead of in conflict with each other. These beings are here to amplify those frequencies, amplify the volume of energy coming to us, the strength of the energy rays that we receive, and to direct them to us as individuals. And who are the beings that you talk to? Well, I talk mostly right now to the beings above the Andes because I have seen with my inner eye that there are many, many starships now lined up along the Andean mountain range throughout South America. And there are, of course, star beings at other powerful energy hotspots, you could call it, around the Earth. But I'm focusing right now on working with the ones who are closest to me because they're the ones whose messages can come through most clearly to me and whose blessings of energy, treatments, healings for my body and my energy field, my mind. So here's a real practical question. How do you schedule guests who don't have email or phones? Well, they don't need them. You know, that is the advantage. One advantage is I can communicate with these guys anytime I want and they can communicate with me. So lack of email isn't a problem. Lack of technology is not a problem. And in fact, it's even better. They are the producers of this show. They're very eager to speak to human beings, and any opportunity they get to communicate through someone who can hear and receive and pass through their messages and just the frequencies that they want to share with human beings is an opportunity that they welcome. So they line up the guests. All I have to do is show up. And I show up by sitting in my office, my home office, and tuning into them and asking who's speaking with us today and recording what they have to say. They speak as one voice, but representing a collective. They tend to show up in groups and they will offer a name for that group. So we have something we can use to refer to them, and they tell us a little bit about where they came from. But the things that interest them most are the themes. They will have a particular theme each episode that they've come to share with us. So how often is this podcast going to be produced? Once a week, we'll be publishing a new podcast. There will also be some occasional episodes with actual human beings, interviews with other people who also channel or interpret or communicate with non-physical or non-human consciousness to help humanity grow, expand, and move into a higher dimensional state of being, even while in your physical form on this earth. That's what some people call the new earth, the newer, higher frequency, better place to live that we all desire. I'm going to be asking them too about their stories, how they began to channel or communicate interdimensionally, and what that experience is like, and how can our listeners expand their own ability to hear, to see, to feel, to get their own direct communication and guidance from their higher self and their other non-physical guides and guardians, beings on their team. Because my goal as an energy worker is to help people become independent, not to make them dependent on me or anyone else for receiving the information, because we all have this ability. We all are beings that are much bigger and live in much higher dimensions than our human identity. Our human identity is a part of who we are, but it's far from the total. And becoming conscious means being able to access all of ourselves at any time. That's what we're here to do as human beings, and that's what will bring us the greatest joy. And that's why the star beings are here to help us, and why we're doing this podcast together. That's the star beings welcoming you to their podcast. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.